there. Welcome to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time with you today on the Sunday, October the 13th, 2013. And friend, if you're still a little wet behind the ears when it comes to Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragements. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God because, friend, there's no other way of doing it. Amen? We try to have a theme or a main focus for our program, and today we're actually going to continue and wrap up our series entitled A Journey Through the Word of God. We've been taking a look at some of your favorite passages, some of the scriptures and passages that we've haven't seen in a long time, or passages we've never even come across. So we're going to be taking a look and continuing and wrapping up our series on A Journey Through the Word of God. So I hope you can join me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Oh, you are the light on me.
Oh, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, I think I've lost my way. Still, you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my
right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, I hope and pray that your weekend is coming along quite well, hopefully a restful one and jam-packed with family time. In fact, our church did a giveaway yesterday. We called it the giveaway day, with members of the church just donating tons of items, and we had a sort of like a garage sale, but everything at the garage sale was free, so tons of small appliances and such. It was a great day, packed of ministry. So praise God on that. So that was our day yesterday, and I pray that it's a restful weekend for you. We are continuing and wrapping up our series entitled The Journey Through the Word of God. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Now, whoever dreamed up of the game T-ball is a genius, because every kid on the field gets a taste of the fun and the joy of the game before they taste the disappointment of striking out. Now, in T-ball, a baseball is placed on a rubber tee about waist high so a 5 or 6-year-old can hit the ball without striking out. Players will swing until they hit the ball and then they run. It's actually kind of funny when you see a player hit the ball into center field and every player from every position runs to get the ball instead of staying where they're supposed to be. They're just having fun. Those who have recently come to know Jesus as Savior have an unrestrained joy that is a delight to be around as well. We rejoice with them, so do the angels in heaven, according to Luke 15. New Christians are in love with God and excited about knowing Him and learning from His Word. See, those who have been Christians for a long time may get discouraged with the struggles of the Christian life and forget the joy of newfound faith. So friend, take the opportunity to rejoice with those who have come to faith. God can use them to inspire you and renew your own commitment to the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before,
And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
bless the Lord, Matt Redman, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Crate News Radio. And we are continuing and wrapping up our series entitled A Journey Through the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." A while back, an Emmy Award-winning actress took a courageous stand and walked out in the middle of the annual American Music Awards ceremony. Now, her reason? Well, she grew increasingly upset and disappointed by what she described as an outslaw of lewd jokes, off-color remarks, and raw and raunchy comments by the presenters, performers, and hosts. Friend, unwholesome speech was a problem even in the Apostle Paul's day. He reminded the Christians at Ephesus that they ought to put away lewdness, slander, and obscene talk from their lives. These were expressions of their old lives, but it is now out of place with their new identity with Christ. Instead, their lives were to be characterized by wholesome speech. Their good or wholesome words would give grace to the hearers. See, the Holy Spirit will help guard their speech, convict of any filthy talk, and help them to use words to benefit others. Friend, we are called to reflect God with all we are, and that includes our words. May our mouths be filled with thanksgiving and words that would benefit others.
Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. There is no other.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. How great is our God? That's Bethany Dillon right here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, and we are continuing and wrapping up our series on a journey through the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 12:24 says, "But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it." The story had been told about a conductor who was rehearsing his orchestra, and the organ was given a beautiful melody, the drums were thundering, the trumpets were blaring, the violins were singing beautifully, but the conductor noticed something missing, the piccolo. The piccolo player had gotten distracted in hope his instrument wouldn't be missed. The conductor reminded him, "Each one of us is necessary." This is essentially the same message Paul communicated to the Corinthian believers in his first letter to them in 1 Corinthians 12. Every Christian friend plays an important role in the body of Christ. Paul gives a list of gifts of the Spirit and compared their use to the functioning of the various parts of the human body for the good of the whole. The Corinthian believers may have had different cultural backgrounds, gifts, and personalities, but they were filled with the same spirit and belonged to the same body of Christ. Paul made special mention of the parts of the body that were weak and obscure, and taught that all believers play a necessary and significant role. No one part was more necessary than any other. Remember, Jesus has given you a significant part to play, and will use you to build up his people.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. And I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Our God, we are the people of his pasture. He is our God, he is our God. We are the sheep of his hand. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. You can always catch up with me if you have a song request, comment, or prayer request. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. My email again is joey at greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Here's Fernando Ortega to take us out.
He is our God. He is our God. We are the people of his pasture. He is our God. He is our God. We are the sheep of his hand. The sheep of his hand. He is our God. He is our God. We are the people of his pasture. He is our God. He is our God. We are the sheep of his hand. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord.